Maximus Moose Playhouse. It's almost 3 o'clock in the morning here on the East Coast, but I wanted to go ahead and update my podcast and kind of share what's on my mind right now because, ooh, Jesus, I'm texting a friend of mine and it went Jeff to the left real quick, so my feelings are a little hurt, but it's okay. I think as an adult, there are certain things that should not be said via text, and I don't like to argue, and people get things misconstrued, so I don't know. I hope I didn't lose a friend, but, you know, we all are entitled to our feelings, so whatever. I'm not gonna argue with anyone, especially a guy that I'm not in a relationship with. So, with that being said, to my friend, I'm very, very sorry. But I think you owe me an apology too, but I'm not holding my breath. On another note, wow, so much has been going on since my last podcast. Man, where to start? Where to start? But again, it's almost 3 o'clock in the morning here on the East Coast, and I'm watching the Food Network, you know, one of my favorite channels in HGTV. There's a show called Log Cabin Living. I kind of feel like my Saturdays and my Sundays are always like Groundhog Day. Like, it's always kind of the same thing over and over and over. So it's kind of funny. But anyways, I'm a big Food Network, like, fan, like, for real. But the past 2 weeks have been crazy. My 8-year-old is acting out a little bit. I know, you know, she misses her dad and stuff, and she's still going through the grieving process, but I've been up at her school more than I should and more than I care. But I'm blessed that I work from home and that I'm able to do that. So, you know, that's great. But, man, you know, some of them kids in her classroom, some of them probably would benefit from getting a spanking. I'm just saying. Just saying. The Bible says, spare the rod, you know, spoil the child. But man, our teacher has a rowdy damn bunch. One kid asked me, how was it to have a baby? And how are babies made? I'm like, if you don't go ask your parents this and get out my face. I didn't say get out my face. But, you know, I'm thinking like, yeah, okay. Like, yeah, Miss Rashida, how does it feel to have a baby? And like, no, we don't ask grown people stuff like that. I'm like, okay. That's awkward. Yeah. So about you asking your parents about where babies come from. Yeah, that's interesting. So my 8-year-old goes ahead, she says she wanted to have sex and kiss a boy. So I went up to school yesterday. The teacher texted me this. Yes, I said my 8-year-old said that she wanted to have sex and kiss a boy because something she saw on YouTube, and I don't here's what pisses me off or annoys me. 8-year-olds and sex like that, no, we're not doing this. But she didn't get to understand the concept. She said sex is two adults kissing because they like each other and getting naked. So then it comes back to, when is that appropriate to have that conversation at 8? She won't be 9 till November. You know, but I'm not gonna lie to you. I did go to her school and I was ready to jack her ass up. Because, you know, the two assistant principals, one's a brother. I finally got to officially meet him. Kind of thought he was stuck up the past few months when they said they have a new assistant principal. I didn't know him and he didn't know me, but we have a very similar background, and he seems real cool. So I think the judgment was on my end because he just came off as arrogant, and I don't do well with arrogant men. I don't care who you are. You know, probably hence why, you know, I'm probably beefing with one of my friends now. I don't do well with that. I don't care. Just don't. But anyways, he gave me some examples about what's going on, what had going on in his personal life, and that's not my business to get into on here. But yeah, my daughter didn't understand. And I joked. I was like, but where is she getting it from? And she said she heard it on YouTube, and then she heard it in the playground. When I was 9, showing my age a little bit, there was a Joy of Sex book, real big book. My mother sat me down and made me read it, and I was horrified. I was like, I'm never having sex. You know, Google it. I think that book is still out. Yo, that book has some nasty pictures in there about what can happen to you if you have sex. And I'm sitting there reading this at like freaking 9. I'm like, why are you doing this? You know, I didn't tell my dad until recently that she made me do that. He was like, if you would have told me that then, he said, me and your mother would have had some words. So I'm glad at 41, soon to be 41, that I told him. Because my dad and mom would have definitely, you know, had a strong disagreement. But anyways, my daughter knows that she shouldn't have said that, and she was wrong. She still is currently on punishment. But her report card was great. I'm very happy about that. She's getting an award next Friday, so I'm at school. I'm very happy about that. She had an award breakfast Friday morning. So I'm like, girl, they're giving you breakfast, and here, you know, hours later, you saying this dumb shit? Like, what's wrong with you? Whatever. And, you know, it'll work itself out. But, wow. Bow Wow. Getting into it with a girl. Yo, she scratched him up. It just happened like a few hours ago. It's all over social media. Now, I will say this. And I said it before. A woman does not have a right to put her hands on a man. And a man does have a right to defend himself. So, she's lucky he didn't whip her ass. You know, he got all scratched up like he got into a fight with a cat. Like, not cool. Not cool at all. It's just wrong. It's just wrong. I don't know why women think they can antagonize a man and get in his face and then hit him and then not expect to get hit back. The manly thing to do is to walk away. But how many times you have to walk away? You keep getting hit in the face and you're pushing people and, you know, you're saying, hey, chill. You know, that one clot to the face, you might react and hit her ass like a man, but then you're in the wrong. Oh, why didn't you walk away? I'm trying to walk away, and I'm trying, and she's pulling at me. And now, eventually, you're going to react. So again, woman, don't put your hands on a man. Can we not do that? Okay. The whole Jussie Smollett thing. I'm a big fan. I remember him as a kid. And the insinuation people insinuating that he made the story up. Come on, he doesn't need to do that. As I'm drinking my wine and rubbing my eyes, I can't seem to get over this freaking allergy cold thingamajig. What happened to him was wrong. I stand with him. That's just my language. I want to say some words, but I'm not. But I'll say it's fucked up, and then I'm gonna move on from that. It's just wrong. I hope he heals and they catch the bastards that did this to him, because that wasn't right. Okay, so back to Mutant R. Kelly. So there are a lot of artists that are pulling their songs that he wrote for them, what they did with them. I will say this again, if you don't share the same opinion as the public opinion is about R. Kelly, they want to cancel you. So you're pretty much saying that no one has a right to their own mind. This man has not been convicted of doing anything. Right now, they're just allegations. The Lifetime thing, that was big. But these women are going on tour telling their stories. I have an issue with that. Because it doesn't look good. It makes it seem like you're out for money. My opinion, and I have a right to it. Don't like it? Don't listen. I'm cool with that. But I don't think, you know, the thing is, people have known for years about this man. And Lifetime does this. And here we come with the mute him, and if you don't agree with it, we're going to cancel you. So you're pretty much saying no one has a right to their own opinion about him. Erykah Badu is getting flack because she has her own opinion about it. Now, she's not saying what he's done is right. What he's alleged to have done is right. Or what do we have known for him to allege? is right. She just like prayed for the brother. So we're supposed to love the sinner and hate the sin, but still beat up on the sinner and not try to get the sinner help. But if the sinner doesn't want help, what can you do, right? Nobody knows. So it's kind of like, okay, let's not do that. Again, well, we're going to mute you too if you don't agree with, you know, what we were saying about R. Kelly. Again, so people cannot have an opinion. You know, the whole R. Kelly can't read or write thing. Well, if he can't read or write, damn. Some of them songs, who wrote them? I'm asking a question because I just want to know. Asking a question. Is it a stupid question? Nope. Y'all say he can't read or write. I'm just asking a question. But yeah, folks have been beating up other people this week about, you know, muting him. And some councilwoman mayor in Philly said that he's banned from here. By law, really. And it's symbolic. The ban is symbolic, people. Read. But really, there are so many other things going on in Philly that this is what you make a topic of, my sister, like, for real. Like, go get some business. You know, and there are people like, well, you need to, you know, mute Trump and all the pedophiles and the priests, and, you know, and this is, you know, I don't condone what R. Kelly did, but you can't just tell someone they can't come to Philly. Legally, she cannot. And if he was a half bit smart, I would sue just for the principle of it. I'm like, yeah, okay, you know, don't want to call anybody the B word, but yeah, come on, sweetheart, you have other things to be concerned about than me coming to Philly and performing. Like, fix your damn city first. Like, real talk. Like, you go find some damn business. The passing of James Ingram. Wow. Wow. Like, James Ingram have... Some of his songs have been, like, the soundtrack to, you know, my childhood and teenage years. Like, that's deep. He would definitely be missed. I mean, wow. You know... You're sitting there like, James Ingram? Like, for real? Wow. But I saw it on social media, then my dad texted me. You know, we both like James Ingram. I'm like, wow. Yeah. That sucks. You know, God bless his soul. That really, really sucks. So, I was talking to one of my guy friends. And, he was telling me about this date that he had. And I had to kind of chuckle. Because he said, yeah, we went on a date. You know, everything was cool. The check came. And I feel bad for a lot of you brothers because, you know, brothers meaning not just black men either. I have, you know, other friends that aren't black. And I call them brother too. The check came. And, you know, they both agreed to go out on a date. So it wasn't like, you know, I'm paying for everything. So the check comes, and he was like, okay, well, here's what I pay for. He said, matter of fact, I got this. I'll pay for it. You know, I'll pay for it all. You know, it wasn't that big of a deal. She was like, no, I'd rather just go ahead and pay for it all. Because I don't want you to think that, you know, you're going to get some after, you know. He was like, well, why go out if you thought that in the first place? She's like, no. I've heard about successful men like you. You know, you think that, you know, you're going to take me out on a date and you're going to try to get some. So no, I'll just pay for it. And he said, so you're going to pay for it. That means, do you want some? Because if you're paying for it. And I'm glad he came back at her and was like, okay, so what's the deal? And he says, so that means what? You're paying for it, so I get to have sex with you still? If that's what you thought that I was thinking. Oh, shoot. I got to be careful saying that word because my damn 8-year-old. And I'm in the house watching the Food Network. So I got to be careful with the sex word. But yeah, she paid for it. And, you know, they hugged and kind of went on their separate ways. And then 2 days later, she sends him a message and she was like, so you know, I did find you, I do find you attractive. I'm not easy, blah, 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 blah. You know, the whole spiel. And he said to me, what you did the other day at the restaurant was a turnoff. And I'm not sure if I want to get to know someone like you who won't even give me a chance based off of, you know, your baggage from the past. He said, I have to sit and think about it. Do you know this girl got mad? You're like, see, I knew you like everybody else, you know, going in on him. I said, let her talk to me so I can tell her the entire hell off. Like, come on, women. We can't have it both ways. So, all right, you paid because you thought he was thinking something. And he's telling you after how you acted out, I might not want a woman like that in my life. And then you go off because he's setting boundaries. We all have them. I have boundaries. I had to check a dude this week with my boundaries. I don't like doing stuff like that. So I get it. We have boundaries. And I'm very clear about mine. I think I'm more confident and letting men know that we're not having conversations at 3 o'clock in the morning. Just because you see me on Facebook, do not think that you're going to call me. Don't ask to call me. Don't ask me to call you. Because those are still kind of booty call hours, in my opinion. So don't do that. If we don't have a great relationship, I'm not calling you at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm sorry. I stand by that. And I had to tell somebody else. Matter of fact, it's the same damn person. I had to reiterate that again for the umpteenth damn time. I get tired of, and again, I get tired of saying it. But I want him to understand he needs to respect my boundaries. So I get where my guy friend was coming from. He was like, man, I try to be a positive man. I work hard. I pray. I go to church. You know, I'm trying to, you know, he's not perfect. God knows he's not perfect. I know he's not perfect, but he's a real good guy. And I think any woman would be happy to have him. And he's like, look, dude, it's kind of like, come on. You want to wear the pants and you want to sit there. And she's like, well, I'm an independent woman and blah, 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 blah. Men get tired of hearing that, ladies. They get it. Quote, quote, we don't need a man, but we really do. I'm not trying to be by myself for the rest of my life. I've made choices in men that weren't always great. And that's kind of it. And when you know better, you do better. And I haven't been on a date since my fiance was killed. So yeah, this whole dating thing for me is like trying to date. You know, men talk. I hear a lot of guys talk to me, but when it comes to any substance or them trying to do more than talk, it falls on deaf ears and their actions need to speak. So, you know, I'll just have to just wait and let God figure that one out. Cause I'm not interested. I'm done. But, I get why my guy friend was upset. So the girl says all that, and then she sends him another message maybe a few days later, you know, trying to wait till everything dies down. She said, well, have you changed your mind about going out with him? And he was like, no, because your last text message to me was really disrespectful. Well, I've been hurt, and I've been this. We all have been hurt. We do not have a right to hurt people because we've been hurt. My friend had nothing to do with whatever happened to her in her past. Because he can say to her that, hey, I have a past too. Women didn't always treat him nice. Trust and believe. I've had to cuss a few women out. You know, I'm that friend. You know, I try not to get in nobody's domestic situation as far as arguing because, you know, there's two sides to that story. But I've had to cuss a few women out for him. You know, because he's that kind of a gentle guy that, you know, he's someone you really don't want to piss off. And he'd be like, hey, Sheeta, can you just call and try to smooth things over? And you know, speaking of being a mom, here comes my soon-to-be 2-year-old, and now she's up because she hears me talking. So I'm going to try to wrap this up real quick because I'm probably not going to get the rest of this podcast done. But that is the joy of being a mom. It's a blessing. And then she goes to my kitchen. I don't know what she's trying to accomplish or find, but it is almost 3 o'clock in the morning. What in the hell do you think you're getting? Don't know. And now she's walking back towards me with her big eyes, and I'm about to be in trouble. you know. But do you want to say hi? She shook her head. And she's sighing, so I know I'm in trouble now. But the joys of being a mom and trying to get something done, and here comes the kid. Probably should have closed her bedroom door. But that happens, right? Do you want kisses? No. Okay. She doesn't want kisses either. All she wants to do is just be with her mom and get some hugs, which is nothing wrong with that. I need one of myself, so I feel you. But I just kind of find it funny that this friend of mine, he's such a good guy and has to deal with that. And I said, well, you know what? Let's leave her alone. If you're not interested, you're not interested. It's just not that hard. I don't really get the whole, you know, woman getting mad. She's, you know, I don't want to be like a kid. Well, you started it, but she kind of did start it. Like, dude, you started it. You can't cuss a man out, you know, up and down the street and then text him back a few days later saying, well, you still don't want to go out with me? That seems like you're bipolar. dude, this is what we're not going to do. That is not cool. But anyways, the Super Bowl is in a few hours. I have no dog in the fight because my Cowboys aren't playing. So I don't care. I'll probably watch for the commercials and try to get myself ready for this week. It was a long week last week, work-wise, and I'm trying to work on my goals and plans and everything else I have going on, and I'm hoping this week goes a tad bit smoother. And in order for that to happen, I have to prepare. So I'll probably be spending the day preparing myself for the work week. But anyways, you guys, this is Miss Moose Playhouse. I will probably try to get another podcast done either later today or in the middle of the week, because there's a whole bunch of stuff I know of for a fact that I have missed. And on that note, you guys, be blessed. Have a good Super Bowl Sunday. I'm out.